Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, you see a cold sore on somebody and on their lip, and you kind of want to walk on the other side of the street, and you're not sure you want to be very close to that person because you've heard that those things are very, very contagious and that they are a form of the herpes simplex virus 1. My guest is Dr. Lisa Oldson, and she's an internist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. So, Dr. Oldson, tell us about herpes 1 and those cold sores that we see, because once you get those, right, you've got them for life. You can't ever really get rid of them.
That's right. That's right. And cold sores are generally caused by type 1 herpes. And typically, people get exposed to that virus before they're even in elementary school through a very harmless kiss from a parent, grandparent, or other relative or family friend. And it's typically not spread through sexual transmission. But the interesting thing is we're seeing more and more cases of genital herpes caused by type 1 herpes because of oral sex. And so now suddenly this virus, type 1 herpes, that causes the cold sore is a bigger nuisance to people than it used to be. I mean, no one likes to walk around with a cold sore, but it's got its own set of social implications to deal with herpes type 1 in the genital area.
Well, it certainly does have the social implications, I think, in both places, because, you know, you see somebody and you say, don't come near my child, because, you know, you don't want them to get him. And I even saw a commercial yesterday for clear patches that cover up that cold sore, and then you can put your makeup right over those things. And I thought that that was really a very bright idea. Tell us a little bit about these things when they arise. It's usually at times of stress or fatigue or menstruation or something. Isn't that correct?
That's right. So the same things that can trigger a cold sore outbreak can also trigger a genital herpes outbreak. And so being run down in general or having a run down immune system, like right now you can hear in my voice, I'm kind of run down, I have a cold, that would make me more vulnerable to having a cold sore if I had type 1 herpes. And so any type of herpes, once you have it, you have it, but it's hard to predict when it will lead to a cold sore. So as you correctly mentioned, being run down is certainly one trigger. People can shed the virus. They can pass or transmit the herpes virus at any time. So certainly when you have a big cold sore on your mouth, that is when you are the most infectious. A simple kiss can spread it to someone else. But there is still a risk that you can spread it at other times. And in fact, we think that's more commonly when transmission happens because people are cognizant of not kissing or performing oral sex on a partner when they have an active cold sore.
So what do you recommend people do?
Well, you know, it's a question I get all the time from people who know they get cold sores and are worried about what to do with regard to their children. And I'm really sympathetic to that. As a parent, as well as a doctor, I think, you know, you only want to protect, you want to protect your children from anything, even something as minor as a cold sore. You don't want your child to get something like that. One thing I tell parents is, in the scheme of life, especially knowing that 58% of Americans are positive for type 1 herpes, whether or not they get cold sores, I think managing cold sores is a smaller problem than having a parent who's never kissed you. So I encourage my patients, if you get cold sores, don't kiss people, whether it's a partner, a romantic partner, or your child. Don't kiss people when you have an active cold sore or you feel that one might be coming on. But really, in terms of that sort of, you know, kissing your child, I think you should just live and let live. You know, your child will be kissed by other people, even if you don't kiss them. And again, with 58% of Americans having type 1 herpes, even if they don't know they have it, the odds are your child will be exposed anyway. You sure would hate to have them go through childhood without ever getting a loving kiss from mom or dad.
Well, I can certainly agree with you there. And what about medications, treatments, and are there medications that if you catch it right when it's coming out, you can put it on there and then this thing isn't going to get so big and red and angry looking?
Yes, absolutely. That's the good news. You know, I would really advocate seeing some of the prescription medicines that are out there being more widely available to people over the counter. Today, the over the counter options are not a ton better than placebo. If you use one of the over the counter creams that claims to stop cold sores, the way that you see an impact is if you start using them at the very first tingle, the very first sense that you might be getting a cold sore, and then you have to use that topical cream or ointment 5 times a day. At the end of being so diligent about that, what you can expect to see as an outcome is about a half a day reduction in the period of time that your cold sore will be present. So you might save yourself a half a day. I'm not sure that's enough to really justify using those over-the-counter creams or ointments. And in fact, most physicians say that the benefit is so modest, they don't recommend it. Now, there are prescription options. One is a pill and one is an ointment. And those can be taken at the very first sign of an outbreak. And it can be very effective. In fact, the pill option is just a one-day treatment of an antiviral medicine, an anti-herpes medicine. Again, it's not curing herpes, but if you take it at the very first sense that you're having an outbreak, sometimes the outbreak won't even happen, or it will be dramatically shortened in terms of duration, or the severity of the cold sore would be reduced.
Now, can you...
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's okay. You'd be remiss to...
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't also mention, in terms of preventing the spread of herpes, since we know that most new genital herpes infections these days are caused by type 1 herpes, you can protect yourself from that by using latex whenever you have oral sex. So dental dams covering a woman's genitals or a condom covering a man's genitals, and that will certainly afford protection. It will really reduce the risk of acquiring herpes or transmitting herpes.
Now, are there anything that you can do, like, you know, alternatively, meditation, relaxation? Will any of those things help to stave off this, you know, outbreak? I mean, assuming that you do have it.
Right. So I am such a believer in, if you take great care of yourself, you know, there are sometimes intangible benefits that haven't necessarily been studied or proven, but we certainly know if your immune system is compromised in any way, that you're vulnerable to having a cold sore pop up or a genital herpes outbreak pop up. It certainly seems to me like there is no downside and potential benefit from getting enough sleep, you know, eating healthy, exercising, just taking care of yourself in general. And certainly there are things that people talk about. L-lysine, for example, is an amino acid that a lot of patients use with the sense that it might reduce the frequency of outbreaks if they take it on a regular basis, or might reduce the duration or severity of an outbreak. That hasn't panned out to be really impressive in any studies, but you know, I think that's something that's unlikely to have much harm. Would I take that? I wouldn't, because I'm not impressed with the data, but I'm not too worried if people want to try it. And, you know, I certainly hear individual people for whom it seems to make a difference. Also, some people will notice that certain things are personal triggers for them. So, for example, you mentioned menstruation can be a trigger of herpes. That's definitely true. For some people, sun exposure. So if you know a beach vacation tends to, you know, lead to a cold sore, maybe that's not the right type of trip to take for your honeymoon. You know, these are things you can
think about. So you have to identify those stressors in the last 20 seconds. Dr. Lisa, give us your best advice for cold sores and herpes 1.
Okay. I think one really smart thing to do is know your status and get tested with a type-specific herpes test. And that way you know if it's okay to kiss others, if it's okay to have oral sex. You start with a lot of knowledge and information simply by knowing your status.
That is great advice. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.